banishing trick. In the 1950s, Father Christmas was much poorer, and his gifts reflected this, but they were as enthusiastically received as any today. In those days, he put his presents into one of my mother's stockings. It hung tantalizingly there, on the end of my bed when I awoke on Christmas morning. At the top of the stocking were monkey nuts, or a quarter of tiger nuts wrapped in a triangular paper with the top twisted, cherry lips, a mandarin, sherbet lollipop, and licorice. Then there were the handkerchiefs, lovingly hand-embroidered by one of the elves. Perhaps there were even knitted gloves, socks, or apron, all so sensible. Then, at the bottom, would be puzzles, games, and on one occasion for me, magic. I opened the magic box really carefully and held my torch in one hand to read the instructions. Magic disappearing ball. So exciting, I read on. Take the green ball and place it into the cup provided. I found the ball and cup. Then cover with the orange box. Orange box? Oh, yes, here it is. Take the magic wand and wave it over the... I had to find the wand, then I was ready. I shuffled on the bed and had to re-find everything. My eiderdown was in the way, but it was too cold not to have it on the bed. There was frost on the inside of my window. I sat up and got myself into a more comfortable position. Then I found the ball, the cup, and the orange box. I read the instructions again and did the same as I had done before. I waved the wand and waited. Nothing moved. So I waved harder. It still looked the same. Nothing was moving or flying about. I read the continuation of the instructions. When you have waved 10 times, shout the magic word, abracadabra. Then open the box and the ball will have disappeared. I wriggled on the bed to get comfortable. Then I waved like mad and shouted, abracadabra, 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 with my eyes closed and my arms swishing about. I looked at the box and gingerly lifted it up. Oh my goodness! The cup was there, but the ball had completely disappeared. I hunted high and low for the ball, but never ever found it. Now that is real magic. Postscript. I never did find it. The instructions continued, but I didn't need to read them because it had worked the first time. Now, I wonder, did the cat secretly go into my room and play with the ball and take it away? I have no answers, but I have always remembered that special Christmas toy that I was only able to use once, without even an audience. Merry Christmas.